you know, you're asking God to lead you with a desire to pastor, and here's people who want one.
Welcome to Updates from the Field, produced by Heart Cry Missionary Society.
Welcome back to another edition of Updates from the Field. Today we're joined by Chris Sipley from Mishibakto, Canada. Well, how are things going in the church, and is there anything exciting going on?
Things are going well. We have a really committed body of believers here that love the Lord, love hearing God's word, love hearing Christ preached from God's word, which is exciting, especially as a pastor. As far as exciting things go, we were able to purchase a building of our own at the end of 2019, just before everything would happen with COVID, at least affecting North America like it did. And at that time, the church had about half the funds that we needed to buy it. And our sister church gave us the other half because they had received a donation to be able to help with the church, the work in the churches out here. And so they gave us the other half. So we were able to take over the ownership of the building debt-free, and which was very exciting. It was exciting as well in the timing of things, because with COVID bringing shutdowns for months, we didn't have to worry about paying rent. We didn't have to worry about whether we'd lose our rental, whether costs would change, and just all kinds of things that might affect us as a church, as well as just the way that blew up the housing market and made buildings way more expensive, at least it did here. And so that would have made a big difference for us in being able to buy a building. But so we're thankful to finally have a building of our own that God has provided us with. And as well, during that whole time, probably with a lot of other pastors out there, COVID pushed us into the realm of online ministry and filming services and pre-recording sermons and those types of things. It's challenging for a pastor, a small church that doesn't, that hadn't done that. But what ended up coming about from that is we noticed there was people from different places listening in, not in great volumes, but just reaching more people than otherwise we had been. And also it led to some people choosing to move closer to us, and people choosing to become part of the church. And one family in particular, the family of believers, they started coming after being introduced online to the church, and they've since become members, and they've recently pioneered the first youth ministry at the church as they seek to instruct the children and young people in the church in God's word, and they've done a tremendous job of that. And even one of the teenage boys from that is planning on being baptized in the next week or two. So,
wow. Praise the Lord. That is exciting news that's going on there. Now, you've got your background a little bit in street preaching, right? You were That's kind of where you started in ministry, you know, coming out from the church and preaching in the streets. Tell me about a little bit about that experience, Chris.
Yeah, that goes back a while. It was in early 2007 or so. I had started to get a clearer understanding of the gospel, and that led to personally a deep conviction of sin in my life, and I just really felt God working in my heart. And even though I've been a professing believer at that time, I may have only just been converted then. I'm not sure. Sometimes I look back and think it was. Sometimes I'm not so sure, but at least I'm thankful for that time. But what happened from now is I was just really hungry to share the gospel, to reach out to others with it. And at first I started going out to a farmer's market to witness and evangelize with another brother in Christ I'd met at that time. And we went out together doing that. And eventually started open air preaching after a while. And then in 2009, I joined an evangelism organization and started traveling to preach. with meeting up with different brothers, different evangelists, street preachers at different cities and venues, and preaching together. And we would be, you know, really just looking to go where the most people we could find were, and just lift up our voices and talk about Christ. And so you learn a lot in that. You learn about things to do, things not to do. Especially near the end, I felt personally that God had to show me a lot of ways that I was really falling short in street preaching, and that I just was kind of throwing truth at people, but lacking, I think, the compassion that needs to go along with it. I think that has been an important lesson for me, because the truth sets us free, but not just accepting propositions. It's encountering God through the truth, and embodied through believers that know and love the Lord. And we can communicate the truth very well, very articulately, but if we're not conveying the mercy and grace and acceptance of Christ, it can really taste bad when it's supposed to really taste at least inviting and welcoming, you know. And so for me, I had to be corrected a lot, especially near the end. Just God just used that.
So just talk a little bit about the transition then. How did you end up becoming the pastor of the church there that you're actually planting now?
Right. It was a process for sure, because in going out and sharing the gospel, I did feel a call to ministry. And in 2009, I did pursue that as ministry. And I definitely did feel called to it. But in meeting people on the street and talking to them about Christ, there's times when you'd have these just golden encounters with people where it just seemed like they are so receptive. And because you're somewhere else, you know, you may never see them again, because you're not acquainted with pastors or churches. You might try to find a place, but you might not be able to. And it's just in that moment, even if a person seems to have received Christ, or God has really seemed to have done a work of grace in their heart, that's a beginning of a journey for life.
Yeah.
And so began to really feel, the importance, to recognize the importance of the church, the local church, talking to people on the street who grew up in church. Maybe their dad was a pastor, and you ask them what the gospel is, and their answer isn't right. They either know they didn't understand it, couldn't answer it, or the answer that they thought was right wasn't. It just became apparent that we need, you know, Christ-centered gospel preaching churches, so that the truth is clear. So I had a growing concern, but also a growing realization of the importance of the church. So along with that, over time, opportunities came to preach, and people would ask if I would want to fill in the pulpit or give a message. We also taught evangelism training in different places, and so I get the opportunity to speak. And I started hearing from people that there just seemed to be a call there, a gift there. And so I started to think about that more, pray about it. Mm-hmm. And then over time, as the years went by, I started to feel that, to the point where I just knew it was time to pursue, at least to transition with intention towards being mentored, just praying for direction, but desiring to be mentored in that direction. So upon returning from one of our tours, I told that to our director, and which he said he had seen that for some time, affirmed it. I reached out to a pastor in our area, asking him if he could spend time with me and work with me and teach me about pastoring, church planning, and he said he would. was praying for God's direction about what that was supposed to look like, whether it was going into an existing church, which seemed like a possibility at the time, or planting a new work. And I was asked to lead a Bible study for someone who was going to be going away, and they had a Bible study group in their home. They were going away for about a month, and so I went there for that. And even from the first night, just leading this Bible study with these believers, I felt a strong sense, a strong pull from God towards it, just like something strong inside it, me, that for this, and for this work and for these people. And I remember calling, up my pastor and telling him about it. And he said, sounds like a church plant ready to happen. It just really spoke to me. Like here I am praying, God, direct me to ministry, and whether it's church planting or pastoring. And then I'm sitting in the middle of a small group of believers who are lamenting and crying that they don't have a place to go. This couple's away, so they're not going to have a drive to church. And it just started to click. We finished praying. And so I started asking, so, well, what are you going to do on Sunday? And they're like, well, we'll probably just come here and sing some songs and find something to listen to. So they're going to come to church on their own in the living room without a pastor, like just to worship, because they had nowhere else to go. And so on the drive home, it was just like so obvious to my wife and I that, like, how do we then just drive past them on our way up to where we were going at the time? You know, God bless you. I hope it goes well. When, you know, you're asking God to lead you with a desire to pastor, and here's people who want one.
Yeah.
And so we called them back and said, okay, we'll be there Sunday to lead a service. So within like 2 weeks of being there, it just became apparent we need to start having church Sunday. So it wasn't after a lot of logistics and planning and setting this up. It was just an apparent need. And so we're like, okay, I guess we just go for it. And then it kept going. So week by week, we kept gathering, in that living room. Sometimes, it would be quite crowded. More people were coming, and eventually within about a year, we started renting the building, that we're in now. And we rented this place for several years until just recently we were able to buy it.
Well, as we close here, how can the church be praying for you?
Well, I'd say obviously pray for souls. Pray that God would save people in our area through our witness, through the preaching of the church, through the witness of the believers here. There's a lot of need around us. There's a lot of bondage. There's a lot of darkness. And I think that's probably true everywhere, of course. But I can always pray for that. But pray for the saints. Pray for the believers to be rooted in the love of Christ. One thing I so desire for our church is that we would be so knit together in love, growing in the love of Christ, and seeing him more clearly and reflecting him more brightly in our lives, for sure.
Well, Chris, we surely appreciate the time you spent with us and letting us know your heart in the work there in Canada. And we thank you once again for watching another Update from the Field. Please remember to pray for Canada so that his name may be great among the nations. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Updates from the Field. Visit heartcrymissionary.com to view our other productions and to find out more about Heartcry Missionary Society.